Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of self-awareness, because let's be real, we all need a little reminder to chill sometimes. Today, we're diving deep into something that's like super important, especially if you're constantly scrolling through perfectly curated lives on Instagram and feeling the pressure to keep up. Building your own damn self-care circle. You know, those real ones who actually lift you up instead of adding more stress to your already chaotic existence. Look, we get it. Being a Gen Z is basically a full-time job. They're juggling school, work or trying to find some, let's be honest, social media, and the never-ending quest for that perfect TikTok algorithm hack. It's enough to make anyone feel like they need a personal vacation just from existing. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are cool too. It's about surrounding yourself with people who get you, support you, and genuinely want to see thrive. And trust me, that kind of energy is contagious. So, how do you build this magical circle of self-care buddies? Let's break it down. First things first. Recognize the toxicity. It's like a bad filter on your soul, absorbing all your good vibes and leaving you feeling drained. You know those friends who always bring drama, negativity, or competition into the mix? Yeah, they need to be gently, or not so gently, nudged out of your inner circle. Next up, look for the supportive squad. Think about people who genuinely celebrate your wins, offer a listening ear when you're feeling down, and challenge you to be your best self without making you feel judged. These are your real MVPs. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Join clubs, take classes, or even just strike up conversations with people who share your interests. Remember that awkward first meeting at a coffee shop? It could lead to a lifelong friendship. Keep it authentic. Don't try to be someone you're not just to fit in. True connections happen when people feel comfortable being their genuine selves, flaws and all. So, rock that weird quirk and let your personality shine. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of online communities. Finding your tribe online can be like discovering a secret society of kindred spirits. They get your memes, they understand your struggles, and they're always down for a virtual hangout session. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of surface-level connections? It's like everyone is posting their highlight reels on Instagram, and you're just trying to keep up with the curated facade. But here's the truth. True self-care comes from fostering deep, meaningful relationships with people who actually see you, not just your filtered image. Think about that time you were going through something rough, and a close friend was there for you, no judgment, just pure support. That's the magic of having a strong self-care circle. Those are the people who help you weather the storms, celebrate the victories, and keep your spirits high even when life throws you curveballs. So how can you actually build this thing? I mean, it's easier said than done, right? Well, imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, and you see a post about a local pottery class. It sparks your interest, but you're hesitant to sign up because what if you're the only awkward newbie there? That's where that self-care circle comes in. They're the ones who say, go for it, you got this. And even offer to come with you, turning a potential anxiety attack into a fun bonding experience. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. And building a strong self-care circle is one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself. So go out there, connect with your people, and let them lift you up. Okay, Gen Z, that's a wrap on today's dose of reality. Remember, choose your tribe wisely, prioritize your well-being, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. And if you're feeling inspired or just want to rant about the latest TikTok drama, hit me up in the DMs. Let's keep this self-care revolution going, one real conversation at a time. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with your squad because spreading the love of self-care is always a win. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.